Joe Anderson here, KBPS Student Chief of Staff, alongside special guest Nikki Hernandez, newly elected Rose Festival Princess from David Douglas High School. First of all, Nikki, congratulations on your selection and welcome to KBPS.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me here.
Jumping right into our questions, how does it feel to officially be a Rose Festival Princess?
It feels on it. First of all, it feels like an honor. I feel very honored to be chosen. I feel very blessed to have this opportunity to represent my school, my community, and just help out.
Okay. Why did you want to become a Rose Festival Princess?
I wanted to become a Rose Festival Princess because I thought it was really amazing to, you know, become a princess and have a crown and wear a beautiful dress, beautiful gown, and of course, just helping out and representing my community, of course.
And how does it feel to represent your school, to represent your community?
I feel honored. That's the biggest feeling, how I feel, feeling honored, that I get to represent.
Yeah. What was the reaction from your school, from your community to your selection as Rose Festival Princess?
Oh, I got, a lot of people telling me that there's like, oh, I knew it was you. Like, oh, I was cheering so loud for you. Like, and I got a lot of people telling me that they were proud of me and that uplifted me.
Could you, why is this important to you to be a Rose Festival Princess?
It's important to me because I think it's very, how do I put it in words? It's important to me because I would like to encourage other young women, young girls of color to put themselves out there and help out and, you know, be a face in their community.
What life experiences have helped you find the confidence to do this huge task?
Well, I'd say just being out of my comfort zone. For example, this year I'm a part of a leadership program, and I guess that class and those people in my class have helped me be more comfortable outside of my comfort zone, and just having people around me.
Could you talk about this year's Rose Festival theme and what it means to you?
When I thought about this year's theme, I thought it was perfect in, like, for me, because I like to have fun. I like to have a lot of fun and enjoy the moments. I believe that. Oh, can you repeat that, the last part of that question?
Yeah. Oh, no worries. What does this year's theme mean to you?
For me, I have a lot of hopes for this year. I have a lot of hopes, a lot of goals. So I believe that focusing on fun is, how do I say, like a stepping stone, to, you know, to help reach my goals by enjoying what I'm doing and just having fun.
Yeah. And as we talk about your hopes and your goals, right here, I'm seeing you're looking to be a nurse.
Yes. As a kid, I wanted to be a veterinarian. So I've kind of always wanted to be in the, like, working on medical, being in the medical field. And I like helping out people in any way that I can. I like to be, you know, helpful. So I guess those two mesh together, and being a nurse, especially with babies, I feel like it's that's like a really big dream of mine.
So with babies, you're hoping for like a nursing within pediatrics or labor and delivery, which specific area?
I do lean towards more pediatrics.
Okay, cool. Now, looking at this right here, you do quite a few sports. Could you tell us about them?
Yeah, I came from a pretty athletic family. Like my dad played soccer, my mom did basketball and volleyball, and my sisters, they did cheerleading when they were in high school. So it's kind of rubbed off on me. And I've always wanted to try new things. Like this year I did wrestling, and that was something that I never thought that I would do. But I had a lot of fun doing it in the short amount of time that I did. And I did softball as well, which I wanted to start doing that middle school, but because I was too timid and shy, I never did, but I'm glad that I got into it in high school.
And I'm also seeing your favorite place in Portland is the Rose Garden at Peninsula Park. Could you tell us a bit more about that?
Yes. I'd say it's my favorite because I really like flowers. I love flowers. They're beautiful. So I love being there, taking a lot of pictures and capturing the moment and just being one with nature and knowing that Portland has such a beautiful place.
Capturing the moment on social media, one of our next questions. What's your favorite social media site and why?
I'd say Instagram. Instagram is definitely my favorite. Because when I can post, especially on the stories, I can add like a little song or something very subtle and make it like look aesthetic. I really enjoy Instagram a lot.
Yeah, it's posting on the story. It's an art of sorts and yes. Different type of art, music. Tell us, what music do you like listening to? Any favorite artists or songs that you have?
Ooh, that's always a hard question that I have. I can never have one favorite song, but lately a song that's really been in my heart is a song called Keep Doing What You're Doing by Bryson Tiller. It's a very nice song at the moment. It's still my favorite. And I really love music. As a child, I grew up in a church, and and also like a few of my cousins, we have the amazing ability to sing. So I'd say that being able to sing and being able to learn a few instruments here and there, I've realized over the years that music is a big therapy for me as well.
Finally, going 12 for 12, our final question, what is your secret superpower?
Ooh, I guess I can say that resilience would be my superpower. Oh, no, I'm lying. I have a pretty good ear. I have a pretty good ear when it comes to like conversations that I know I'm not supposed to be a part of. But I can always hear like somebody mentioning something. And I'm like, oh, I heard that, or something off in the distance, and like, oh, like I heard that. I guess hearing is my secret superpower that not everybody in my family knows.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time to be here with us today. Joe Anderson here, KBPS Chief of Staff, alongside newly elected Rose Festival Princess for David Douglas, Nikki Hernandez. Thank you so much.
Thank you.